Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, which was voted by USA Today the best minor league ballpark in all America. Our ballpark is a real Quad Cities treasure. 87 years old and scenically located on the beautiful Mississippi River, and at night with our Ferris wheel all lit up and the Centennial Bridge lit up, it's a picturesque setting right here in the Quad Cities that any Quad citizen would be proud of. Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast isn't technically a Quad Cities treasure, and it's really not illuminating in any way, but their company P.O. Box is in the Quad Cities, and that's a fact. I hope you guys enjoy today's podcast.
Yeah, P.O. Box 16, Bettendorf, Iowa, 52722. If you'd like to write out your thoughts, oh, maybe you're incarcerated and that's the only way you can communicate. We have no idea of knowing what all of your situations are, but we do know this. We're sure glad that you're here joining us on Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren.
Dear friend from prison, I have this to say to you in the letter form. Hello there.
Hello there!
And goodbye. Shawshank's on the tube.
Do you think people in prison like to watch Shawshank? Do they have the same thing where, like, when it's on, they got to watch it like I do?
I don't know.
Is that a thing where it's like, I've
I don't
seen
know.
It?
I don't know how many TVs are in prison.
Like my little brother, when The Office was on, when it was a big hit, he refused to watch the show The Office because it was like, I live this. I don't need to see
do
it.
You?
People
you live this hilarity.
Well, I don't think he thought it was that funny. I was like, why would I watch a show that's... I don't spend all day in an office to come home and watch people on an office.
Boy, I tell you what, I think if I worked in a prison, I think I'd be all about as many TVs there as possible.
Yes. Keep them doped up on TV.
Just watch. Exactly. Just watch something,
yes.
Okay?
Yeah, turn something on and just disappear into that.
Watch that as opposed to fashioning a shiv.
Yes. Although, what if, you know, there's not like a prison channel, is there? There probably should be with as many prisoners as there are in the United States. That's probably not a bad idea. Maybe that's the million-dollar idea. You're watching prison TV. TV for convicts.
Yeah, they're the only ones who get it.
It's a pretty decent... You can't argue with the demographics. How many people are in prison right now?
Everybody's wearing pink all the time.
Do you just do like...
Every show is just pink.
Do you just retrofit every show so like...
It's a prison cooking show where they're using green bologna.
Federal and state prisons, there's 2.2 million Americans right now. 2.2 million Americans?
Mm-hmm.
I guess the only problem with convict TV is no one's going to buy commercials because they don't really have a lot of money to spend. And when they do, they spend at the prison store.
Well, on the plus side, right? It is a captive audience.
It's that. Listen, I delivered this message, advertiser. I deliver this message to 2.2 million people.
A day.
No, they're not. Not all of them are going to be in prison forever.
No, not all.
Establish brand loyalty now while they're willing to receive the message.
That's the pitch.
This is what I do. I just buy old TV shows, and I retrofit it. So, like, I would buy reruns of Family Ties. Mm-hmm. I would have computer graphics put, like, bars on the screen so it looks like they're in prison. This is the Keaton family.
That's right.
They've all been put into prison for some reason.
Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
Mr. Ed and
yes.
Wilbur.
Mr. Ed
are
behind
in,
bars.
You know, he's not only in a stable, he's in a prison stable.
Exactly. It writes itself.
Uh-huh. Hello.
Now, he's saying that. Looking into a mirror in the cell next to him. It's just the Brady Bunch. It's the story
in prison
of six convicts.
Yeah.
You just change the theme song a little bit. Computer do some graphics so it looks like they're in jail the whole time and you're good to go. Right?
Well, I don't feel so bad.
This could be my $1 million. This could be it, Darren.
Uh-huh.
This could be the $1 million idea that I've been struggling to come up with my whole life. You're watching convict TV.
It's a $1 million idea.
It could potentially be. Everyone else getting rich on the American prison system. Why not me?
Hello, exactly.
See what I'm saying? Welcome, everyone, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. I guess this is going to be our last one until it's unofficially summer.
Right. We'll get back at it early next week sometime.
Yeah, at some point. But I'm just saying, I mean, the next time we talk, it'll be after Memorial Day.
Fantastic.
you're all for it.
I'm all for it.
You're excited about the summer? Where are you going to be swimming this summer?
I wasn't ready for that answer. I wasn't ready for that question. Was that question offered to you in jest, as in that they listened to this podcast?
Someone asked me that question, and I didn't know how to respond to it.
Or it was like, you think it was a little more organic than that.
Well, if someone was just asking me out of the blue where I'm going to be swimming this summer and it had nothing to do with the podcast,
right?
That would be the strangest coincidence in the history of mankind.
It does seem so,
right?
Yes.
So, where are you going to be swimming this summer? Like, what? Huh? I don't know what. I don't know how to.
Because I can always bring a chair.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not unlike the Rob Lowe character in the commercials. Remember where he played the creepy Rob Lowe along with Rob Lowe?
And right, one for DirecTV.
One of them
I like watching your family go swimming. Well, I enjoy.
It's economical.
I believe his line was, I enjoy watching folks
swim.
Folks go I like watching folks swim. Yeah, the folks was what made it extra. The extra level of creepy that you enjoy so well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, boy, we've sure got a show. I'd like to just get right into the top five things.
Dive right into
The wordplay. I love what you did there. I think that's marvelous.
I didn't say anything about diving this summer. I'm a swimmer, not a diver.
I do more of a float.
I'm something of a diver, though, if you know what I mean. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, Choral Dynamics, Classic Rewind, the biggest hits of the 70s and 80s. That's going to be happening June 1st through the 3rd. June 7th, it's a kids-friendly double feature B-movie in the Monarch Butterfly Story. Saturday, June 16th, the Dancer Studio presents Alice in Wonderland. And if you're a country music fan, you don't want to miss country music icon John Conley. He's going to be there on Tuesday, July 17th. Tickets are available at the website at GalesburgOrpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater is available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, probably the quickest way, as opposed to sending some note on a bird.
I checked that. This is the thing, too, about our snail mail. I might check that P.O. box at the Bettendorf Post Office. If I check it once every 6 weeks, I'd be surprised.
Oh,
you go there more often than I
check.
Do.
No, I check it a couple times a
Why
week.
Why is that?
A couple times a week.
We getting checks I don't know about?
It's a part of my embezzling
some
scheme.
Some sort of slush
it's
fund?
Part of my embezzling scheme that's got me working all weekend long. That's what I'm up to. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Davenport store is going to be located at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds again this year. That's opening on June 13th. And their Milan store, located just south of Milan on Route 67, that opens here real soon on June 1st. They have the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. Check them out on their product page at UncleNormsFireworks.com. They have weekly specials available on the website and on their Facebook page as well. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and you will get a medium sub for the price of a small one. It's just that good.
I'm just responding to some texts here on the Harrington's
Sure.
text line. Here's one from
the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text
Thank
line.
You. Thank you. My bad. Andalusia Mike texting in.
Yes. What does Andalusia Mike have to say?
He says, I see the new hockey team is having a Name Your Team contest. I know how you love that promotion. How about the Quad City Farty McFartsalots?
They're not going to go with the Mallards?
They can't go with the Mallards.
Oh, they can't go
no,
with the
No, that
Mallards.
Name is owned by the ECHL.
Oh, okay.
And they're not interested in giving it up. So
okay.
They're going to have to name the team something else. So the hockey team that nobody goes to next year will have a different name.
Well, God bless them, but I think it's quite possible that these new owners, within the course of a year, find out why no one wants to own the team.
This is the thing. The guy who owned
the team. I didn't know we had to pay for that. Do we need someone to? We got to pay that person.
Yep.
We got to pay that person? Yeah.
The last guy to own the Mallards lost $4 million. $4 million.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he might have been maybe a little more equipped to do so.
The owners of the Mallards before that guy was the league, because the ownership group that owned the Mallards before that had to skip town because they owed a huge amount of money to a lot of people.
Yeah, if you're owning a hockey team here in the Quad Cities just because, gosh darn it, I'm a hockey fan.
Well, I remember how things were in 96 when there were 9,000 people a night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know what? It's like grunge music and Tickle Me Elmo. They were huge in the 90s. Mm. Not as big these days. Things are not always cyclical.
But whatever, you know, Godspeed.
Yeah, right.
All I can say is go rope 'em Gangnam Style.
I like that. That's big of you.
Do what you can.
Another shout out here on the
Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line.
It says, haven't heard a live show in a while. Landlord trouble. Oh, this is from Sweet Eileen.
Ah, landlord trouble.
What time is the pod?
It's now.
Sweet Eileen, Hellboy, and Cross. Yeah, we're on now, Sweet Eileen.
We're on now.
Yeah.
Do it live.
Yeah. Here's one from the 309. How about Dave and Darren Wiener Dog Insurance t-shirts? It's not bad. Remember we had that story last week in the podcast of the woman in Oklahoma who was mauled to death by seven wiener dogs.
Oh, right. Sure.
Yeah. The fact that you didn't remember the story means it wouldn't be a good t-shirt, maybe.
Mm.
Maybe. And then...
I'm not always the best judge of these things.
And then here's one. Sarah Jane says, oh, I get to listen to the show live today. Whoop. Well, whoop to you.
At work.
Sarah Jane. Well, we don't... Is that where she's at?
I don't know. Either that or prison. What are you, a stripper?
Barmaid.
Are you a barmaid, baby?
Number one.
Sarah Jane, we're thrilled that you're with us. Okay,
yes.
So number one, it's another one of these stories. Now it's becoming a trend. We had the story, and I know you'll remember this one. We had the story last week of the couple that bought paper plates and had hundreds of dollars of shipping on the paper plates.
I thought it was $1,000.
It was $1,000.
It was a hundred.
Uh-huh.
$1,000.
Story from San Francisco of a woman who wanted 3 cartons of toilet paper delivered from Amazon. $7,000.
Listen, don't let that scare you from bookmarking a link at our website, nachoradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you make any sort of purchases on Amazon, they're just fantastic. Boy, would we get do we get extra if they make a mistake like that?
Well, this woman just
does that ever find its way to us?
This one, it took more than 2 months, but this woman who lives in Georgia, it's another Georgia person, charged $7,455 to have 3 cartons of toilet paper delivered from Amazon. She got her refund yesterday.
Now, with these TV offers that are offering up just the... Okay, so it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
But you just want the one thing, but they'll be like, no, you get the other one free. Just pay the other...
Shipping and handling. Yeah, Federal Trade Commission stepped in and said it's illegal. You can't do that.
So you do have the option of just getting the one?
I'm not sure. I've never been dumb enough to buy something that was on television like that. And I say that with love in my heart. I know
you
got taken.
When you listen to the commercial,
it
doesn't sound like you have an option of just having the one.
See, that's where it's misleading.
Well,
absolutely,
it's misleading.
$9.99. Just say I just want the one,
and the other one's free, except for the other.
Right,
the other amount of money we're going to charge you.
Yes. They say it is an unlikely combination of an Amazon seller who overcharged for shipping, breaking Amazon rules. And the Amazon customer service system failed her. This started, again, she ordered 3 boxes of Palm toilet paper for the 2 office buildings she manages. Used her company's debit card. Each box has 48...
Toilet paper that looks like a palm?
Each palm.
Oh,
P-O-M.
Palm.
Cost for the toilet paper was $88.17. She clicked 2-day shipping and then buy, and she was done.
Uh-huh.
A week later, she's doing a check of the bank account when she discovered that the deduction for the toilet paper was $7,543.17.
I'm going to get fired.
Yeah, she was charged $88.17 for the toilet paper and $7,455 for the delivery.
You guys, you're all going to need to crap at home now, okay?
But again... You just hit buttons. You have to check the final line before you
but
submit.
But the final line said $7,000,
yes,
huh?
She hit it anyway because people are just in the habit of just hitting buttons. They don't read anything. I think we've been just so desensitized or whatever to, like, not reading terms or anything. We just get this over with.
All right, before we all get back to work, just a couple points of order. We're going to be cleaning out the fridge, so if you've got anything in there that you want, make sure you grab it, because we're going to go ahead and do that. And no one else, and you crap at home now, friends.
We just can't
afford this.
She's in the Prime membership program. So she's paying $119 a year for free shipping. And then she ended up paying $7,500 for shipping. So she thought, you know, well, I don't pay for shipping, that's fine. She says, as soon as I saw that number, I knew I didn't have to worry because Amazon would see it was a problem and fix it right away.
Mm-hmm.
No. So she saw the number and clicked anyway. Like, well, they're not going to really charge me $7,000 for shipping. I'll just click the button. Yeah, dummy. They're going to charge you almost $7,500.
Well, I hope that finds its way into our little slice of the pie. Bet it doesn't ever.
What? No, I don't. Let's be careful here because... Let's move on to the next one.
Number two.
I don't want to do anything to upset
I think they're the best. Clearly this is Picnic. And what does Picnic mean?
A problem in chair, not in computer.
Right. Yeah. It's the operator. Yeah. Operator's
hail,
problem.
Hail Amazon.
Hail Amazon.
Disney announcing when their Star Wars lands are going to open up officially. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge will open in the summer of 2019 in Disneyland.
You think someone's already in line?
And Disney, maybe. It'll open.
We haven't even started building it yet. I'm still in line.
Disney World's version of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge will open sometime in late fall of next year. So they'll have all these... it'll be an entire immersive Star Wars world.
I just want to sit here and listen to you build it.
You can fly the Millennium Falcon. You will be wrapped up, it says here, in a battle between the Resistance and the First Order.
That talks to me.
I know, right? I share your enthusiasm for this project, Darren.
Number three.
They're looking for the Loch Ness Monster again.
Mm-hmm.
DNA sampling being used to discover... previously unrecorded organism in Loch Ness.
So they got a chunk of Loch Ness
They're
monster?
Doing a biological explanation to see if they can find a biological explanation why people have been talking about this Loch Ness monster for so long. They will collect tiny fragments of skin and scales for 2 weeks in June.
Of what?
I don't know. Apparently there's skin and scales all
everywhere.
Over the place. This professor... says there's got to be a biological explanation for these Loch Ness monster stories.
That's probably a Scottish pub, right?
What, the skin and the scale? Oh, it's not bad.
Skin and scales.
Come on into the skin and the scales and have a good time. This professor says, I don't believe in the idea of a monster, but I'm open to the idea that there are things yet to be discovered.
Of making money off of it.
And not fully understood. Yeah, what he's saying is the grant came through, and we're going to go look at scales for a couple hours.
We're actually bound by this contract to do so.
In a dark Scottish loch.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
35 miles away.
3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. And don't forget to cool off with your favorite iced latte. All of your favorite hot lattes can be served iced. Also, try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. Anytime you'd like to reach out to us, you can do so using the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Now, the other guys that might be showing up here in town are going to pack up after the 4th of July, and they're gone. Uncle Norm's Fireworks is family-owned, and they live locally. And, unlike the other guys, all of Uncle Norm's Fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. June 1st is when the Milan store opens, and the Davenport store at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds opens on June 13th. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, and so much more, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, and fried onions. Absolutely delicious. Get one today. Mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium one for the price of a small one. Number four.
It looks like our guy Bob Marlowe's listening to the show live.
There you go, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob. Number four. I'm looking at the summer tours in 2018.
All right.
You're going to be a busy guy.
No, I won't be.
Why do you say that?
I won't be going to any shows.
You got to be kidding me. Have you seen this touring?
Oh, I am going to one show.
Just one?
Yes.
What do you have tickets for right now?
Electric Light Orchestra.
I was going to say, I was willing to bet the farm you were going to go see Jeff Lynne's ELO.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he have to call it Jeff Lynne's ELO, by the way? Is there another ELO out there? He's always been ELO.
There's something out there now called the Orchestra, because at one time they were calling themselves ELO Part 2, and he was like, no, you're not doing that either. He said, ELO is wherever I'm at.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not going to see Trent Reznor's Nine Inch Nails. It's just Nine Inch Nails. ELO, same thing, right? Were there other guys in ELO that, like, no one knows about?
What about, like, who are you going to go see tonight? Barry Manilow's Barry Manilow.
Well, see that. I would love to see that. I have to kind of, yeah, for legal reasons. I have to call myself reasons. Of myself.
Right.
This one will never sell.
This one will never
They'll
sell.
Never understand.
So who else is out there?
All right, well, you got the... this is the thing. With the tours this year, the big trend is it's two big acts together. And
yes.
This has been going on for a while.
Let's
but
do
But never as much as this year.
Okay, if you say so.
All right, let me throw this one at you. You got your... Todd Rundgren's Utopia is touring.
Yes, they are.
You're not going to go see that?
It didn't work out. As a matter of fact, they were up at the Chicago Theater 2 days ago, and just couldn't do it. Didn't work out.
Hall and Oates and Train.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that one.
Right? How
last year it was Hall and Oates and Tears for Fears.
That would make more sense to me. I have no use for Train. God bless.
Well, it's going to be a. It's like. Why is this song lasting so long? Oh, no, this is a different song.
James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt.
But here's the thing. But they're playing like Wrigley Field.
What?
There's a demand. There's a demand in 2018 to have a baseball stadium full of James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt fans?
Does that
make any sense? I mean, I can see James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt.
Adler Theater.
At the Adler Theater, yeah. But Wrigley Field?
Well... The one in Chicago?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know it doesn't.
How about Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers?
Sure.
That doesn't do anything for you?
It does, but it didn't take long for Donald Fagen to move on, did it?
Well, what's he going to do?
Nothing.
Sit at home and...
No. And stew about Walter
Cry about
Becker?
Walter? Man's got to make a living.
Got to move on.
How about, Poison and Cheap Trick? They're calling it the Nothing But a Good Time Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Def Leppard and Journey?
But you lied to me, Joe Elliott.
John, explain that.
Well, he just basically, I asked him if he would be ever, and this is before they did any of it, would you lend yourself or have any desire to be part of any sort of package tour?
And he dismissed it immediately.
He completely dismissed it, saying the only way they'd be part of any sort of package tour is if they were like opening up for like the Rolling Stones or Led Zeppelin. And it's like, you lie. You lie because you've
Def Leppard's been doing this package thing for at least a decade now.
Well, this was before
then. It's
like
then. Every summer.
This was before then.
How about this? John Fogerty and ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Styx and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with special guest Tesla. Also touring Ian Anderson doing the Jethro Tull 50th anniversary tour. Do people still expect him to stand on one leg? The man's 90 years old.
Hey, stand on one leg with that flute.
Come on, old man. Do the bit with the leg. Do that flamingo garbage.
When I saw him, he did it.
How long ago was that?
That's been over 10 years.
How about this? The Monkees present the Mike and Mickey Show. Mike Nesmith and Circus Boy.
This is getting pretty close.
What you ought to call that? The Monkees present F. Peter Tork. That's what you ought to call that tour.
This is getting pretty close to Barry Manilow's Barry Manilow.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Roger Daltrey's doing a solo tour. I don't know who's interested in that. Robert Plant doing a solo tour. Steve Miller Band and Peter Frampton.
I saw that one.
Chicago and REO Speedwagon. Foreigner and Whitesnake. Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper.
Well, I think they did that last year. I just don't know how long you could be around her. Just kill the voice, please. If you want to do it on stage, fine, but not while I'm trying to have a sandwich. Please.
Oh, what is this, 7-Up? I'm going to have a drink of it, Rod Stewart.
Don't drink that. It's not 7-Up.
There's no 7-Up.
That's not 7-Up.
Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie.
Although it might help with your psoriasis.
Oh, that's you. Good one, Stuart. Tastes like it turned.
Oh, it turned all right.
I've had that 7-Up bottle since the 70s.
I got
you've ruined. That's the source of my powers.
It was given to me by a young Turk.
How about Jeff Beck and Paul Rogers with Ann Wilson? They call it the Stars Align. But that Ann Wilson and that Nancy Wilson, they don't talk to each other.
They don't?
No, they've been in a feud for years.
Oh, I thought they were two sisters that got along. They were like best of friends.
Cannot stand each other.
Really?
They're big falling out.
Was that because someone was cleaning out the green room before I got a chance to get to anything?
One of them has a kid that's a nightmare.
Oh.
And it was some sort of nephew situation.
Told someone to do something with your kid?
Right.
And they didn't care
wasn't,
for that?
Wasn't
much.
Very receptive to that idea.
Well, you don't want to do that.
All those package tours, though. I mean, and then you got, the Eagles and Judas Priest and Foo Fighters and Pearl Jam and Metallica and all that. But I think all those package tours are an interesting combination.
Sure.
I knew for sure ELO.
Yes. Well, I got those tickets long, long ago.
What about Steve Miller and Peter Frampton?
I have to work.
ZZ Top and Steely Dan and Doobie Brothers? You can't find a way to make that happen?
Nope, I can't.
Paul Simon doing the farewell tour.
Yeah, he's gonna say goodbye.
You think this is really a genuine farewell tour? Because Ozzy's doing something called No More Tours Number 2 this summer. No more, which you can't even be mad about that.
No, you can't.
No More Tours 2. I'm continuing the expedition.
Once you get the beast up and running, it's kind of hard to stop it, I suppose.
I will say this about Tesla. That lead singer of Tesla, razor thin.
Yes.
I don't know how he does it.
Sofa King isn't opening up for Tesla?
Number five.
Finally, number five. I thought for sure there'd be three on that list that you were going to go to.
Well,
I guess I forgot to factor in the fact that with the nature of your job, half the summer is off the
weekend. Yeah, summer's kind of busy season. Yeah. Let's see what happens in the fall. Let's see what sort of package tours we have in the fall.
Finally, number five, Darren, we have the story of somebody who bought some Bitcoins.
Mm-hmm.
8 years ago, they had Bitcoins.
Uh-huh. Now they're in the Chinese army.
No, that's worse than that.
It's worse than that.
Worse than that.
Uh-huh.
It's the anniversary of a guy. They call it Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Oh, yes. I remember hearing this. Where the guy bought
a computer
pizza.
Programmer got two large Papa John pizzas
for
10,000 Bitcoins, which was about $30, right? 8 years ago. If he had just held on to those Bitcoins instead of getting two pizzas right now.
Yeah.
He would have Bitcoins worth $82 million.
Yeah. It's a tasty pie.
Yeah, they have $41 million pizza.
Yeah, they weren't worth a lot back then.
No, and that's 8 years ago. Obviously, it wasn't worth a lot right back in the day, but can you imagine? How I could never look at a pizza again if I knew that I ate one that was $41 million.
I can't,
it was Papa John's for crying out loud.
I can't look at a calzone. I can't look at any of it. A wedgie, anything. I can't even eat food. I just can't eat food.
I'm so upset. I can't even enjoy food anymore. Are you kidding me? Those were your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast, if you'd like to reach out to it, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, two stores opening in June, one in Milan. That's going to be June 1st, the one in Davenport at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. That's happening on June 13th. And, of course, appointments are available. If you've got a special event, you just need to give them a call at 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. Why would you drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, check out the product page where you can see everything that they have at UncleNormsFireworks.com. Weekly specials are available on the website and on their Facebook page as well. Some of the brands include Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast, along with all their delicious sandwiches. Don't forget their soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, chicken tortilla. And when you're there for lunch
Let
or dinner...
Let me have a Diablo sandwich, a Dr. Pepper, make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
What about Hush Puppies?
We ain't got time for that.
Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Who's he packaged with this year?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he tours so much anymore.
They did the Sammy and David Lee Roth thing, didn't they? Remember
they
that?
They did, and the only person that hates David Lee Roth more than Eddie Van Halen, it turns out, is Sammy Hagar.
Didn't care for him.
That was the one thing that they could agree on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
Van Halen, what is Van Halen doing? They toured with David Lee Roth, and that record was, other than the atrocious first single, it was a decent record.
It was that bad a song.
Well, you know, it was the worst song on the album.
Maybe.
It was still fun. It was still very much in the vein of all that goofy.
What was it called? A Different Kind of Truth?
A Different Kind of Truth, yeah. Yeah.
Oh boy!
Yeah, there were like 14 tunes on it.
They were a little bit ahead
for
of Van
the time,
Halen.
It was good. It was good stuff.
Good morning, everybody in the news this morning. Good morning,
Kelly Conway, executive producer.
I got this Fitbit yelling at me the whole time that you were doing the reading.
Like,
come on, Dave. Well, it's like you've been sitting too long. Like every once in a while, grown-ups have to sit for a half an hour and do work.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ridiculous. This thing's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I thought Fitbits were done.
No, not for me. I just got it for Christmas, so it's new to me. And now it's like if I don't
What else does it do? Does it tell you how you sleep?
Yeah.
How does it tell you? What's it say?
I can check it. I can look at a chart, and it'll say.
I can tell you how I sleep, especially when I'm up in the middle of the night.
Rolling around.
It's like, oh, yeah, I can tell you how I'm sleeping. It just says here on my Fitbit, it just says not good.
Can I share with you a Quad City pet peeve?
Go right ahead.
This is a Quad City pet peeve. I don't know those of you that are listening to the podcast. You may not be from the Quad City.
But maybe
you
are.
We've got an audience all around the world. But this is just particular to the Quad Cities, if I may. People who pronounce the town in Illinois, Myland.
With a D?
You ever hear that with a D?
Myland.
Yeah.
Myland.
Yeah, well, we went over to the bowling alley in Myland over there.
Yeah, they do say that.
What? There's no D.
No, there's not.
The fact that you're pronouncing Milan, Milan, that's cool. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm hip to the trip. But everybody's got a friend that pronounces it Myland. Can we all stop that out in 2018 or 2019? Can we make that our mission for the next 2 years?
I heard someone the other day.
I mean, I was at the store over there in Myland. Myland?
I heard someone the other day, a news anchor of some sort.
Yes.
I think more of a weekend person.
Yeah, they're usually the ones that make mistakes.
Mentioning that Bandit was going to be at some sort of event.
The
Rascal.
The mascot's name is
Bandit.
Is Bandit?
Yes.
Yeah, which is not at all.
Which
the case.
which little kids make that mistake?
Yeah.
But it's obviously not the most important thing in the world to that person.
Mm.
They didn't. And someone else probably wrote it.
Yeah. But see, this is why you're better than me. I take that stuff personally. I mean, I'd be like,
oh, I'm not. Oh,
I'd be like, they did that on purpose.
You're dead to me.
You did that on purpose.
No. I thought I was on the forecastle of a tramp steamer.
I do have a couple more quick stories,
sure.
if you'll allow it. The people at Play-Doh are trademarking.
Boy, that wouldn't be that bad.
Working at Play-Doh?
Where are you swimming this? Or where are you working this summer? I work for Play-Doh. Oh,
Paw
well, that's
Tuckett.
Pretty fanciful. What do? I'm in the kneading department.
I make the dough.
I make it. I color it. Oh, you color it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all. I thought it was. Thought it was already colored. No, it's not already colored. You got to color it. What kind of color does it originally have? Doesn't have any color.
Non-toxic.
It's able to accept any color. And that's what I do.
Play-Doh has been around since 1956. They applied for a scent trademark because Play-Doh has a very specific smell.
I suppose so.
And the great thing about Play-Doh is when you have kids and you crack open that Play-Doh for the first time in decades, it's just like, that does take me back. It smells the same as it
take
always
it back.
Is.
Do-do-do-do.
We got a saying on the line, we make our dough by making Play-Doh. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do for a living here in Pawtucket.
It's not the best saying.
You know, that saying, by the way, when it first came out in 1956, hilarious. People thought it was great. Now people kind of roll their eyes and walk away.
Until Kenny got caught in the assembly line, and we don't like to talk about
Hasbro
it.
Hasbro says the smell has always been synonymous with
there's
childhood.
A little bit of Kenny. That's another thing we have. God bless him. There's a little bit of Kenny in every can of Play-Doh.
They've put out some Play-Doh-scented products, including soy candles and cologne. Now let me ask you this. What kind of pedophile gets Play-Doh cologne?
I don't know.
You ought to be locked up.
Yeah.
I want to smell like Play-Doh. Cologne?
The philosopher?
If anyone goes to a store and buys Play-Doh cologne, they ought to be
It's a trap.
Put him in
it's
cuffs.
It's a trap.
Put him in cuffs, Short Eyes.
Yeah.
You're going up the river to watch con TV for the rest of your life.
Prison TV.
I'd like the ladies to think I smell like a big thing of non-toxic Play-Doh.
That's going to get old.
Are you kidding me? Also, you don't want women touching you like your Play-Doh. You don't want them kneading into you like that.
I walk like a slinky, and I like to smell like silly putty sometimes, too.
I cashed in some T-bonds and bought an ice cream truck. Fargo, North Dakota, man mistakenly runs the entire marathon instead of the half marathon that he had signed up for.
I love that.
Mike Kohler.
Because this happens. This happens.
It's not the first time we've heard
not.
A story like this.
No. When is this 13 miles going to end? Good God.
He was ready for his first ever half marathon in Fargo.
That's what he thought.
Sanford Fargo Marathon. This guy is a 26-year-old plumber and pipe fitter. He ran the 10K last year. The year before that, he did the 5K. So this is going to be a big step going from a 10K to a half marathon, right? But a misstep right from the start put him on an even more difficult course. Nervous and tired from waking up earlier than he's used to, he wasn't paying full attention. He thought that the full and half marathon started at the same time. They do not. In reality, the half marathon starts 15 minutes later. And he was wearing headphones, you know, like runners do, so he wasn't listening closely to the starting announcement.
What was that they said?
Doesn't matter. So, yeah, there were instructions on when you were supposed to turn back. He didn't get that. Ended up running the entire marathon.
Go, go, go.
At mile 8, when the course looped around from the bike path, he noticed runners crossing the 12th Avenue North Bridge over the Red River. It was then he realized his mistake. So then he thought,
might as well finish it, huh?
Here we go. The executive director of the Fargo Marathon says it's rare that someone ends up doing this, but it does happen. In fact, this Mark Knutson,
I did it myself.
Who's the executive director of the Fargo Marathon, says that it's happened probably less than a half dozen times in the 14 years we've been putting the race on. If you've had 6 people run a marathon by mistake,
you need more signs.
You need to do a better job.
You need to do it.
Because I know we've heard this story before. Are we only hearing this story from Fargo? Because that seems like it's problematic. You really need to do a better job.
That runner was strange looking. Strange in what way?
Yeah.
You know.
Funny looking.
Funny looking.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
We will be back early next week with a brand new program.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, have a great Memorial Day. Take a couple moments to remember why there's a Memorial Day.
It's okay to start wearing white.
Right. And don't thank troops for Memorial Day.
No. They are alive, and yes. Memorial people are dead.
Yes. Active duty people don't want you to thank them on Memorial Day. Thank troops every day of the year, not on Memorial Day. I'm not saying don't thank troops, but I'm saying don't thank the troops on Memorial Day.
What you're saying is that they don't want the thanks on that day.
No, it's a day to honor the people who've died, not people who are still here, or people who made it back. Mm. We have other days for them.
Gotcha.
This isn't for them. I'm just echoing what I
called Halloween.
That's it. Halloween.
That's when you thank people who dress up as soldiers on Halloween.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
All right, show's over, I'm tired.